A story came up from Rabbi Akiva. There were 50 bunches of vegetables. That one bunch of vegetables that was half truma fell in and got mixed in with the 50 bunches of vegetables. And I said in front of Rabbi Akiva that the bunch that is half truma would be bottle and the rest of the bunches. Lo shahar truma tala b'chamishim b'echad. Ela shahar yisham meo u'shnei chetzim. Not because truma would be bottle in 51, as there are 51 bunches here, but because there are 102 halves here, that's why the truma is bottle. And the bunch that fell in is not entirely truma, it's only half truma. So even though there's only 51 bunches altogether, there's 100 times of non-truma can negate the truma, since only half of the bunch is truma. So altogether, you have 102 halves over here, and the truma is bottle in 101. So since you have 102, you have even more than you need, and the truma would be bottle in this case. Your cup. Somebody who has a saw truma that was tummy, and the truma tmei got mixed in to less than 100 of chulin, or ma'aser rishon, or ma'aser sheni, or hegdish. And it doesn't make a difference whether the chulin ma'aser rishon, or ma'aser sheni, or hegdish was tummy or tar. The din is that the entire mixture has to be let to rot. And the truma that got mixed in with the non-truma was more than 1/100th of the mixture. So therefore, the truma is not bottle. A truma is only bottle if it's less than 1/100th of the mixture. So therefore, since the truma is not bottle, the entire mixture has a din of truma tmeya. And truma tmeya is forbidden to be eaten. So therefore, the entire mixture has to be let to rot. And we wouldn't say that you should burn the mixture either, even though previously we have said that truma tmeya is to be burnt. But in this case, we wouldn't allow you to burn the mixture. And since the truma is a very small percentage of the mixture, if we would tell you to burn it, you might end up not burning it. Instead, you might end up eating it, which is forbidden. So therefore, the Mishnah tells us that the entire mixture has to be let to rot. And since the truma is not bottle in this mixture, the entire mixture has a din of truma tamea, and therefore, it has to be let to rot. But if the saw truma that got mixed in with non-truma and with more than 1/100th of the mixture was truma tahira. So in such a case, it's forbidden to eat the mixture by a non-kohen. Only a kohen can eat the mixture. And since the truma is more than 1/100th of the mixture, the entire mixture has a din of truma, which can only be eaten by a kohen. Imachu l'kohen em b'dmei truma chut midmei oso sa'a. So what you would do is, you would sell the entire mixture to the kohen, and the kohen would give you the money. The value of truma. Truma has less value than non-truma, since only a kohen could eat truma. With the exception of the one saw of truma, that saw of truma cannot be sold. Instead, it has to be given to the kohen. As you have one saw of truma, which belongs to the kohen in this mixture, so the kohen would pay for the entire mixture with the exception of the one saw. The emla maisa rishon nafla yikra sheim litrumas maisa. If a saw truma that was tar got mixed in with ma'aser rishon, and the truma was more than 1/100th of the mixture, the truma is not bottle. So in such a case, you wouldn't have to sell the entire mixture to the kohen. Instead, you can trade it with a levi. The levi would give you some of his own grain, and he would take the mixture of the truma and the ma'aser rishon. And the levi would take that mixture of truma and ma'aser rishon and make the entire mixture into truma's ma'aser from some other ma'aser rishon that he has. And that way, the levi would have benefit from this mixture of truma and ma'aser rishon, even though the levi cannot eat the mixture since he is not a kohen. But the levi has other ma'aser rishon in which he has to separate truma's ma'aser to give it to the kohen. So instead of separating truma's ma'aser from his own grain, he would take this mixture and make the entire mixture truma's ma'aser for some of the other ma'aser rishon that he has, and then he would give the entire mixture to the kohen. As now that he made the mixture into truma's ma'aser, the entire mixture is now truma, and he would give the entire mixture to the kohen. The em lemaaser sheni o lehegdish naflu hari elu yiparu. If the truma tmeh got mixed in with Meiser Shane or with Hegdish. The Truma Tmei is more than 1/100 of the mixture, and it is not butter. The Meiser Shane or the Hegdish that is in this mixture would be redeemed onto money. And the mixture would be sold to the Kohen, with the exception of the one Truma, which cannot be sold. It has to be given to the Kohen. And the money on which you redeem the Meiser Shane would be taken to Yerushalayim and used to buy food in Yerushalayim. Then Tmeim, how you osan achul? If Truma Tahara got mixed in with Chulin Tmeim, the non-Truma was Tamei, and the Truma is more than 1/100 of the mixture. So the entire mixture has to be sold to the Kohen, with the exception of the one saw. But how would the Kohen eat the mixture, as the Truma Tahara is mixed in with Chulin Tamei? And if the Truma becomes Tamei from the Chulin, it would be forbidden for the Kohen to eat the mixture. A Truma Tmei is forbidden to be eaten. So the Mishnah teaches us, Ye Aklu Nikudim O Kloyos, O Yilashu Bame Peros, O Yitchaku Leisos, Kidei Shalo Yehe Bamako Mechad Kabeh. The only way for the Kohen to eat this mixture of Truma Tahara and Chulin Tmei is to eat it Nikudim, which means dry, not to allow it to come into contact with any liquid. And if no liquid comes into contact with it, the Truma would not be Makabal Tumah, as food is only makabal tummy if it comes into contact with one of seven liquids. Or you can eat it kloyos, meaning roasted, without any water. So that way he's also eating it dry, and the truma would not be makabal tumah. Or he can knead it with fruit juice, as fruit juice is not one of the seven liquids that would cause food to be makabal tumah. As long as he doesn't allow it to come into contact with water or any of the other seven liquids, and he only allows it to come into contact with fruit juice, the truma would not become tamei for the chulin. Or another way for him to eat this mixture of truma and chulin is divided up into small pieces of dough, that each piece is less than a be'ah. And less than a be'ah cannot be mitamei. Since it's less than a be'ah in each piece of dough, the chulin cannot be mitamei the truma. And that way, the kohen is eating the truma while still tar. The truma would not be makabel tumah from the chulin. Now the Rav asked a question. Previously in this Mishnah we said that if the Truma itself is Tamei and got mixed in with Chulin Tahirin, the entire mixture has to be allowed to rot, and the entire mixture has a din of Truma Tamei, which cannot be eaten. So how come in this case where the Truma is tar and it got mixed in with Chulin Tamei, that the entire mixture has a din of Truma, why is the Kohen allowed to eat the mixture? Since the Chulin is Tamei and the Chulin has the din of Truma, and the Truma is not bustle in this mixture, so the entire mixture should have a din of Truma Tmeya, and the Kohen should not be allowed to eat the mixture. So the Rav answered that this case is different. In this case, the Truma is Tar while the Chulin is Tamei. So therefore, the entire mixture has a din of Truma Tahira, as opposed to in the case we had previously in the Mishnah, where the Truma was Tmeya and the Chulin was Tar. The entire mixture in that case has a din of Truma Tmeya, and therefore, in that case, the entire mixture cannot be eaten. It has to be allowed to rot.